Okay, let's talk a little bit about the dinim of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is Chol HaMoed, the weekday of the Moed. But according to Halacha, it's more Moed than Chol. It's more Yom Tov than Chol. In fact, in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, when it says, one of the few things, it says, Amavaza Samayadais, the Mishnah says if somebody embarrasses the Moed, which the Mefarshim say means Chol HaMoed, that means you don't treat it with proper respect. So even though you have Torah, Maisim Tovim, you have no Chelek in Olam Haba. You have no share in the world to come. That's how important dealing with Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Chol HaMoed has to be really treated more like Chag than actually Chol. Now, which means like this, the Gemara says, Hamachalos Chol HaMoed, Kitzur brings down. There's somebody who desecrates Chol HaMoed, that means they don't keep it at all in the proper respect and dignity, is considered as if they worshipped idols. I mean, that's the extent how important Chol HaMoed is. So therefore, let's speak of a few positive things about Chol HaMoed. According to Halacha, you have an obligation every day of Chol HaMoed to drink wine and eat meat. Does meat mean meat versus chicken? Different opinions in Halacha. But according to Halacha, you need to drink, and in fact, there are many opinions that say, unless if you can't drink wine, that grape juice doesn't do it. For Chol HaMoed, it doesn't do it. Because the Gemara says, Ein simcha ala babasa, ein simcha ala b'yayin. The only real simcha is with wine and meat. And therefore, meat is meat and wine is wine, not grape juice for the real simcha. So therefore, in fact, Chol HaMoed, a lot of things are forbidden to do. Let's learn certain examples. Haircuts you're not allowed to take during Chol HaMoed. The only time you're able to take a haircut halachically is if you were in a situation where you couldn't have taken a haircut before Yom Tov. For instance, the Mishnah says a made cut and you're in jail, whatever, you came from overseas and it was just impossible to take a haircut before Yom Tov. But otherwise, it's forbidden to take a haircut in any way before Yom Tov. Even cutting nails, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed, unless if you cut them out of Yom Tov, mamish out of Yom Tov, and you cut the nails, so then you would be allowed to cut it again during Chol HaMoed. But if you didn't cut your nails mamish out of Yom Tov, then you wouldn't be allowed to cut unless a woman has to go to the mikveh, but, you know, things like that. Washing laundry, for instance, according to Halacha, it's forbidden to wash laundry during Chol HaMoed. The only time it's allowed to wash laundry Chol HaMoed is if you ran out of clothes and you have mamish nothing to wear for Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, so then you're allowed to wash only what you must have. You can't just dump the machine, you know, dump the stuff into the machine already. You're only allowed to wash what you must have. Yeah. Yeah. It would be better, let's see, today, Chol HaMoed, it would be better to wash what you need today instead of washing a few times. So you could wash what would you need until the end of Yom Tov. But you can't add extra stuff to the machine because even though you're saying, well, the machine's going anyway, I'm not doing anything, you're still not allowed to. Okay, what? No, you have to wait until after Yom Tov. I might just snip it a little. If you could wait until after Yom Tov, you have to wait. The interesting but this is the way most people hold. What happens if a kid's third birthday is in the middle of Chol HaMoed Sukkos? So now upsherinish, right? Are you allowed to make an upsherinish during Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Or for that matter, can you make an upshare to Chol HaMoed Pesach? Now, Chol HaMoed Pesach is worse because it's already Sfira. Sfira, you can't take haircuts. But Chol HaMoed Sukkos, according to our custom and many, many people hold, that if the kid's birthday is on Yom Tov for Chol HaMoed, so you couldn't have given him a haircut before. So that's what the Mishnah says, Eilam Megalchim B'Moed. those people that couldn't take a haircut before are allowed to take a haircut Chol HaMoed. Now a kid, because if you keep the custom of not cutting the hair before they're three, so then you couldn't cut the hair. So then you would be allowed to cut a Chol HaMoed. But that's only if his birthday is Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. If his birthday was out of Yom Tov, where you could have technically done it then, and you just didn't get around to it, then you can't do enough shemesh. What? Yeah, but halacha says, if you couldn't take a haircut before, you're allowed to take it during. Now, because of the Torah minig, not the minig that I just don't, because the Torah minig is not to take a haircut before the third birthday, so the Torah basically says you're not taking it, you can't take a haircut.
So we don't say that minhag should wait another few days.
No. No, because upshen should really be done as soon as possible, because that's when the chinuch begins with all the other things. So, no, that, according to most people, you do it. And Chol HaMoed Sukkos also.
Why don't we say the same thing for
Sphere, you can't take a haircut.
Is it a terror?
It's a minute, but you still can't take a haircut. So if somebody is born during Sphere, they either wait till Lag BaOmer, or if they're born after Lag BaOmer, then they wait until Erev Shavuos. Huh? No. Can a sandik or a male get a haircut Chol HaMoed? No. I just wanted to say you said something, you reminded me of something. Okay, anyway. No, you can't take a haircut. You can't get married on Chol HaMoed. That's biblical, because it says, V'samachta b'chagecha. You should be happy on your Yom Tov. The Gemara says, with the Yom Tov, v'lei b'ishtecha, and not with your wife. You have to achieve to make your wife happy, but you can't. That's basically sourced in Torah that you're not allowed to get married Chol HaMoed. But if somebody is remarrying his divorcee, so then he's allowed to get married Chol HaMoed, because it's not a big simcha. It's not something that's going to undo. Now, if the guy died and he wants to remarry his wife, then he got a problem. Other problems involved. Okay. Yeah, you can get married before Pesach, before Sukkos. I mean, it is brought down. Some people don't get married after Simei Tshuva. Some people don't get married in the 4 days. But halachically, you're allowed to. Yeah, basically. But over here, they learn it out from the pasuk. It says, only with the chag, you have to be happy, not with the other external things that would cause a per. Okay, next. 1 second. Okay, you can make a tanoim, you can get the engagement parties, providing you do it in the sukkah. Let me see what else is here that's practical. Oh, so now another thing is like this. Writing should be avoided during Chol HaMoed. Now, the only writing you're allowed to do would be writing that if you wouldn't do it, you'd lose out by it. That means it's a best business. You have to do you're in the middle of doing business and you need, the Moshe says in Ochot, can somebody pay bills during Chol HaMoed? So it says if it's due, then yeah, you're allowed to pay it Chol HaMoed. But if you can pay it after Chol HaMoed, you have time, let's say, after Chol HaMoed to pay the bill, you're not allowed to pay bills during Chol HaMoed. Now, by the way, a lot of the reasons for all these dinim is one reason. The Chachamim wanted the person to celebrate the Yom Tov. So years ago, I mean, the way the Gemara describes it, a guy would be busy before Sukkot, before Pesach, you're busy. So a guy says, listen, Chol HaMoed, I'm not going to be working too much. So you know, I'll take a haircut, Chol HaMoed. I'll cut my nails, Chol HaMoed. So I'll have time then. So what happens? He goes into Yom Tov with long hair. So the Gemara says, no, we don't want you to leave things to Chol HaMoed. We want you to do it before the Yom Tov. Like Chol HaMoed should be a time spent. I'll give you another example. Are you allowed to take family pictures Chol HaMoed?
No.
Thank you. So, are you allowed to take family pictures Chol HaMoed?
No.
The answer, in fact, is no, unless that's the only time the family's there. Because there's a rule in Halacha, it's called Davar HaAvud. something that you're going to lose out an opportunity if you don't do it now, whether it's a monetary. Let's say there's a big sale. In other words, halachically, you shouldn't be going shopping. Now, I'm talking about for food. That's a separate issue. But stam, go shopping for clothing, you're shopping, you know, whatever. People should not be doing Chol HaMoed. Because again, the Yom Tov is made to celebrate the Yom Tov, not to go shopping. But what happens, we can have a sale, and if you lose out, you're not going to, or somebody going to work. If you're not go, by not going to work, you're going to lose money. So davar of it. So then you would be allowed to do it.
What if you're happy?
Spending money, for some people, they're happy. I don't know.
No, they're shopping.
No. Shopping, go. You can go window shopping. One second. Yeah. First of all, today's phone's a Maisa Umin, by the way. It's called expertise. No, but I'll give you an example. Let's say your kids are doing something cute.
Like what?
Okay. And you don't take the picture on the moment. It's a Kodak moment, what it used to say. Kodak Olav Shalom. It's a Kodak moment. And you lose it. That's called Dabar Ovid. But there's a story. It's printed in Lekut HaSichas in the back of one of the letters. It's a two-line letter. A guy was taking a picture of the Rebbe on Chol HaMoed. And the Rebbe turned to him and said, did you ask your Rebbe if you're allowed to? But there was another photographer, Levi Yitzchak Freiden, Olav Shalom, that he was the official Tishrei, came from Eretz Yisrael every year Tishrei to the Rebbe, and he was non-stop taking pictures, except, in other words, until the second Shabbos started, he took pictures, and the second Shabbos ended, he was taking pictures, and Yom Tov. He took a lot, and the Rebbe didn't stop him. But otherwise, the Rebbe turned to a guy, I don't even know who the guy was, but doesn't say his name in the letter, but the Rebbe said to him, in Yiddish, he says, the Rebbe said, did you ask your Rebbe if you could take a picture? So, what? One second. Yeah.
Is that sending a message to your friend also a problem? Writing a message to your friend?
You're talking about texting?
Anything, right? Even
okay, so this is a different story. I was going to come into in a second. Let me just take it. It's getting late. But there's a big shaila in halacha as far as Chol HaMoed goes, not as far as Shabbos goes. Can I send email or texts or things like that during Chol HaMoed? Or can I go onto the computer on Chol HaMoed? Because you go on the computer, basically writing. I mean, you're typing, you're writing. So many of the contemporary, obviously they didn't talk about this in Shulchan Aruch, but the contemporary poskim hold that a computer is allowed to, not Shabbos, a Yom Tov, obviously, but you're allowed to do it Chol HaMoed. And they say because it doesn't have the din, and only for Chol HaMoed, for Shabbos and Yom Tov it does. It doesn't have a din of writing. Because all texting, computer, is all a bunch of dots that make up a letter. So let's say I take a bunch of pieces of rice, okay, and I make the letter Vav, okay, that's not called writing, because I didn't write anything. All I did was bring right pieces of rice closer together that made a certain design, and that's what actually computer, a bunch of dots, and therefore, like we learned a while ago, when you turn off, if you have, let's say you have a siddur on your phone, right? You're davening mincha ma'ariv from your phone. And then you close the phone. Did you erase God's name? Or if somebody sends you a picture of a pasuk in Chumash with Hashem's name on a computer, and then you either scroll up or down, so you're basically erasing the up or down, and you close the computer. Does that... What?
You're not erasing, you're just closing.
No, it's not... You are technically erasing, but you're not halachically erasing. For instance, there's a din in Hilchos Shabbos. I can't say everybody agree, but Dr. Rebbe holds you allowed to do it. Like over here, they would write Beverly Hills Library and the books. Yeah? Or people don't want anybody to steal their book or borrow indefinitely. Jews never steal. They just borrow indefinitely. So a Jew writes his name here. That now, on Shabbos, he opened the book. Is that called erasing? And when you close the book, is that called writing? The Shulchan Aruch, it says, it's not forbidden. It's not forbidden. Why not? I'm not writing or erasing. The letters are there. All I'm doing is separating the letters or bring them closer. If I have alphabet cereal, I have an A and a B, and I put A and B next to each other, I didn't write. And if I take them away from you, I didn't erase, because I'm not erasing the letter. I just separated the letters. And that would be, okay.